This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And among the things that has been driven crazy by COVID-19 is the American population in general. Apparently, 82% of people are now wanting a monthly stimulus check.
Woo! Free money!
But I mean,
yeah!
Well, free to me money.
Yeah, but did you doubt that, you know...
I doubted it would be that high.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
82%. Because I didn't think 82% of people were that stupid.
You think that there's economic literacy in the United States?
I don't think there's much literacy of any type in
Well, I mean, there's
States,
literacy.
But...
They can read.
Well, okay.
Most people can read pretty well. I mean, or at least fair enough.
Well, then they should read an economics book.
Well, the only economics I was ever... Let me put quotes around that. The only economics I was ever exposed to was the government economics class that I was forced to take in government school that taught me that inflation was a rise in prices.
Yeah, which isn't correct.
No.
That's just a rise in prices, right?
Inflation, one of the common sort of side effects is a rise in prices. But
right.
Inflation is an increase in the money supply. They didn't talk anything about that. They didn't talk about, you know, the money system or anything in regards to that.
Yeah, I mean, but you would think, so 82%, so you this has to be some conservatives if this is an accurate poll. So you think that the smaller government types out there would, in fact, understand how inflation works?
Well, it would be interesting to get a breakdown, because a lot of polls, they do a demographic breakdown or party-by-party breakdown. Do you know where which polling company this was?
It's called One Poll.
One Poll?
One Poll.
Okay.
Yes. So according to a recent poll from One Poll, 82% of Americans believe that a one-time stimulus check of $1,200 from the CARES Act is not enough to pay for living expenses in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, they also just passed another $1,200 one-time payment bill, didn't they?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't either.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I know the Democrats had proposed a $2,000 a month stimulus package, so-called stimulus. I mean, it's silly.
I think they're still working on that one.
I think so. I don't think that's happened yet, and the Republicans are probably going to oppose it, but then again, it'll be politically unpopular if they do, so I wouldn't count on them to be universally opposed to it.
I mean, why stop at 2,000? If you're going to wreck the economy, go ahead and go all the way.
Cut $1 million.
Yeah, cut each American a $1 million check every month. It's going to have exactly the same effect, just in a smaller quantity.
Well, the Democrats are also suggesting another stimulus package, which I believe is $3 trillion, which would bring up, they've already surpassed two.
Yeah, it's gone past two. It wouldn't surprise me if it hit $10 trillion by the time the
I think that's exactly what is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've realized that it's over. The dollar, I think you might even have an article, Ian, talking about how the dollar is on its way out. I think that they know that it's over, and hey,
who the government knows it, you mean?
The government,
yeah.
and the string pullers and the yes, they know that it is reached its peak tipping point.
It has
so let's just go ahead and go out with a blast.
I don't think that's their motivation at all. They want to maintain control for sure.
Absolutely,
and the destruction of the dollar works counter to that.
Absolutely, they've already. I've seen too many memes out there that Trump just won the election just because of his $2 trillion stimulus package, and now the Democrats are trying to outdo him.
They're going to outspend each other.
Yeah, because they want to win. But I don't know how their guy is going to get anywhere. unless they replace him with someone. I'm talking of creepy old dementia Biden.
Well, that's what I would expect from a political system as broken as ours. It's just two political parties desperately trying to outspend each other to buy the American public.
That's totally what this election is going to be.
That's how they've always done it.
This election is going to be that. And it's going to be, you know, all the fear and the finger pointing of, well, if we would have been in charge, the Democrats are going to say, well, if we were in charge, we would have done this better than those Republicans. And the Republicans are going to say, well, if they were in charge, they would have done it worse. And they'll all talk about what they would do and how it's going to be okay if you just elect them in the future. But to go back to what you were saying about debasing the money supply being some sort of a clue to people that it would somehow, you know, shake them out of their complacency. Let's look at Venezuela as an example of how long you can get away with debasing the money supply. I mean, they've really done a doozy on the Venezuelan bolivar over the last two decades.
Isn't there a bolivar on the wall over there?
There's, I think, it's a two bolivar note, but it's okay. Also sitting that's next to a $10 trillion note yes. from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So again, talking about how long they can get away with this, the bolivar has been debased for almost two decades heavily. They have done it so bad that they've actually had to rebrand the bolivar, to relaunch, to essentially try to fool people. Now, obviously, there's some people who figured it out, right? Like, there's plenty sure. of people in Venezuela who know the bolivar's worth a, you know, not even worth a paper it's printed on. So they know it's not worth much, but Maduro's still sitting pretty in office, and he's still fat, okay? So he's still eating pretty well. So
don't you love fat dictators?
Right.
Kim Jong-un, I'm thinking.
The first time they debase the
late
currency.
Kim Jong-un?
Oh, yeah, he's been replaced, right?
It seems that way.
By his stunt double?
Maybe. But in this case, they knocked three zeros off when they went from the Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte. And I forget which year that was.
So they just added a suffix to it and was like, hey, it's a new currency now.
Fuerte is strong in Spanish, so uh-huh. it means strong bolivar.
Okay.
When in point of fact, it was actually weaker, right? Because
obviously.
It had weakened to the point where they had to take three zeros off, which would mean the 1,000 bolivar note became a 1 bolivar note. Imagine that. Right, we don't even have enough zeros on our dollars to, you know, make it possible from 100.
Yes.
That would make a $100 bill a 1 cent. You know, that's what the kind of massive change we're talking about here. And that went ahead. The Bolivar Fuerte went ahead for some number of years before I believe it was 2018 when they got rid of the Bolivar Fuerte and they launched the Bolivar Soberano.
So they've done this multiple times.
Yes.
Okay.
Which means the Soberano means sovereign. Now the Bolivar is sovereign. It is the king. It is the best Bolivar yet. And they knocked five zeros off from the Bolivar this time. So a 500,000 Bolivar note became a 5 Bolivar note. And Maduro's still in office. So, I mean, they've been doing this forever in Venezuela, and the money is worth a hill of beans there, but yet, the Bolivar continues.
Well,
so, what makes you think it's going to, all of a sudden, if they do that same crap here, that it's going to somehow cause a revolution, or somehow cause people to be, you know, to want change? I don't know, man. I'm not optimistic about that.
Well, I don't think it will cause revolution, for sure. I don't think it will cause any of that. I just am surprised that 82% of Americans are dumb enough to believe that this is the way out.
Yeah, but they still have food in their pantries.
That's
going to be the tipping point.
Whenever
people start getting hungry, when we're talking about revolution, how do we get the people to rise up? It's going to be empty bellies.
Well, remember, when the federal government or any central bank prints money into existence, normally it's spent through political means and goes to the friends of the politicians, right? So it'll go to the military-industrial complex. It'll go to whatever construction companies are building the bridges or whatever, you know, government contracts are being handed out. So then it filters down into the rest of the economy. This is different because they're actually printing the money and giving it to the average person first. So it will have some kind of buying power for a short moment.
Your friends that you were speaking of, they are getting a big part of that stimulus.
Which friends?
The big pharma, big military.
Those
big,
are my friends.
Big ag. they're definitely...
Sure, they're getting a piece of it, too.
This time around, the little folk, the peons, are getting a sizable check in their eyes.
Right.
But if you compare it to the bigger
it's
pizza,
nothing.
The bigger, it's just a little tiny sliver.
But well, isn't that the way that the stimulus worked under George W. Bush as well? Where like the
average, what was that, $300? Yeah, it wasn't as much.
The average person got $300, yeah. And you know, something like $600 billion went to various corporations, right, right, and banks and stuff, and they all got bailed out. And
people were happy, right? Oh, they happily went and cashed the check and bought whatever.
I didn't even notice. I think I paid off a little bit of my truck, and it was over. It was gone.
855-450-3733. What do you plan to do with your next bribe from the government? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe. And instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIproject.org. And cryptocurrencies are great right now because, as we're learning here, looking at this article from Forbes, the average American is economically illiterate. 76% of self-identified Republicans and 84% of self-identified Democrats believe that the U.S. should consider universal health care. Now, that's more than three-fourths of Republicans.
Wow.
Being essentially on board with universal health care.
So much for the small government Republicans, huh?
They hate the Affordable Care Act, which I get it. It's an awful thing.
Obamacare.
Everything the government does is an awful, broken mess.
But if it was Trump care,
there you go.
Then they'd be behind
there
it.
There you go.
Well, I mean, have any of these people not seen the VA? Do they know nothing?
Maybe that's the 25% or whatever that aren't in favor of it.
Well, and the 16% of Democrats. That's terrifyingly mm-hmm. small. 63%, not broken down by affiliation, says that student loans should not have to be paid now. 55% say that mortgage and rent payments should be frozen during COVID-19.
How come nobody ever asks about property taxes? How come these polls don't ask, should we freeze property tax payments?
For sure. You would think that if they were going to suspend, you know, rent and all of these other things, that it would also include suspending property taxes.
Now, they're talking about, apparently, and Conan, you might have heard about this, that here in New Hampshire and Keene, where we are, there's supposedly a discussion amongst the city council about putting a hold on interest on unpaid property taxes. So I don't know for how long they're gonna freeze the interest, because normally it's a 12% per year. So if you don't pay property taxes, oh no, I think they actually reduced it to 8, didn't they?
But this is just for late payments.
This is just for late payments, right? So you'll still owe them the money. It's just maybe they'll let you slide on the interest for the late payments, and for how long they'll let you slide.
Then. So the interest on late payments is 8%.
It used to be 12. I think I heard that they reduced it. If I recall correctly. And then when I say they, I mean the state. That's the state
right.
set.
No.
You know, when you consider that school has been shut for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and they're not even talking, they're not even going to be opening until the fall, where are they spending all that school budget?
Must be on Zoom. I don't know.
I'd like to get some of that, some of those millions back
yeah.
that obviously aren't being spent to heat the house or heat the school to provide lighting and whatnot. So there should be a lot of savings.
There should be some serious savings there.
But, screw this cancellation of interest. Just let's talk about
an actual reduction.
Actual reduction and or freezing municipal spending. I would be all over that.
They're not even going to talk about that. I don't think that's even going to come up.
No, they're too busy. Our Democrats here in New Hampshire mm-hmm. are petitioning Sununu, Prince Sununu.
No, His Highness. His Excellency.
His Excellency mandate the wearing of masks in New Hampshire.
Well, it ain't going to happen because I'm not going to do it. And I can tell you,
they can mandate whatever they want.
There wasn't a single customer. Ari and I went out to Thirsty Owl, which is a local watering hole, mm-hmm. and they serve food and they take cryptocurrency. And now that His Highness has allowed restaurants to open, with all his wisdom, that they can now serve outdoors. So we were outside. Not a single customer had a mask on.
Good.
I didn't see one. Did you?
Good.
No. And
I mean, more remarkable, though, is the fact that there were like 15 to 20 people cramped onto that small patio.
Yeah.
All sitting in close proximity to one another?
Well, they sort of made an effort to put the tables away from one another. Like, there's a sign on the door that says social distancing, 6 feet, masks inside. suggesting that you have to wear a mask to go inside, but I didn't wear a mask inside. No one I saw was wearing a mask inside, including the employees, which I was grateful to see. So, like, it's going to be to the point where if I go out, I don't want to be served by someone wearing a mask.
Wow.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
And I want to say that. I want to, like, if I go out to a restaurant, I want to tell them that I would prefer my server not have a mask on and see what they do.
Well, I just received a report that our Walmart, Dirt Mart, there was only about 15% mask wearers inside the establishment.
Report from somebody that just happened to be walking through,
just,
or worker?
Just recently.
Okay.
So that's good
like
news.
That's not about the numbers that I see.
I'm thinking my issue with me, you know, last week, if anyone caught that show, that's all I was talking about was the mm-hmm. mask wearer. I think the town that I run mail in, just north of us,
yep.
a little yuppie town, I think the people there are just crazy. I think the whole town is crazy.
Are they more likely to wear masks or something?
Like, they were. I was passing joggers with masks.
Why?
Bicyclists. Everyone in their cars.
That sounds like a really bad plan.
People sitting out in their yards, out in the middle of the woods with their masks on. I think it's just that town. I think that so my optimism is coming back.
Keene is like a lefty town. You would think you'd see more of it in Keene.
There's a lot of...
But there's so much rebellious spirit
New Hampshire. There's some rebels in Keene.
Okay.
I'm thinking especially the downtown areas.
Good. My point about Thirsty Owl, though, was that, you know, that's not a huge capacity for a building their size. If we had been allowed to seat inside, there would have been no problem with every separate party maintaining social distancing.
True.
But because His Excellency King Sununu, in his infinite wisdom, said we had to all be cramped into this 25 by 25 square foot space, we were all right next to each other.
Did you see the meme that has two photos, top and bottom? One is like a camper at a campground alone, and then beneath that is a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And the top one says, not okay, and the bottom says, okay. You know, who's making these decisions? Right.
Did you see the one where it's an actual photograph of something some idiotic city council did where you can walk this particular trail, but you can't ride a bike down it, and it's because of COVID-19.
Or you can go to the beach, but you can't swim.
I haven't heard that.
Or you can't take chairs to sit. You can only walk. Or you can't bike at the beach. There's all kinds of stupid rules. It's just whatever floats their boat, whatever they are thinking is the right way to do this.
Well, I heard a rumor there might be some sort of a Memorial Day beach party coming up on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm off on Monday.
Yeah.
This could be interesting.
Because I've heard that the king here...
Up by Portsmouth?
Yeah. I think it's called Hampton Beach. I've heard that King Sununu has decreed that no one shall go on the beaches.
Sounds like someone needs to go.
Could be a lot of fun. Yeah. And his house is...
I've been eating some sun.
I haven't even seen our beach yet.
Sununu's house is in the area, too. So we can go there on the way back.
This sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
So, other idiocy, the U.S. dollar, it seems to be breaking, according to the story that you brought in, or it seems to be in dire straits. And that isn't very surprising when, you know, 79% of Americans want more money going to people who are literally producing nothing because they're unemployed. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the disbursement of stimulus dollars in the CARES Act.
President Trump and the entire administration are provided to committing necessary relief to help people get through this time. The Treasury Department is working hard to implement the CARES Act.
Roughly half $1 trillion hasn't been released out of the CARES Act. The money is set to go to businesses and local governments. During the remote Senate hearing, Mnuchin says his department is working as quickly as possible to get that money out the door in a responsible manner. President Trump says states are on pace to safely reopen. In a White House cabinet meeting, the president adds the development of possible coronavirus therapies, cures, and vaccines is progressing well. President Trump says his administration will direct $19 billion to help farmers and ranchers during the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Reaction is coming into President Trump's revelation that he's taking an anti-malaria drug to protect himself from COVID-19. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his weight group, what is morbidly obese.
Now, the CDC doesn't actually use the term morbidly obese, but checking out WebMD, for the president to be morbidly obese, he would have to weigh 320 pounds, and at his last physical, he weighed 243 pounds. Walmart's online sales in the month of April were up 74%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means that you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And let's go to the phones. We've got Ben Tomlinson calling via the Discord server at discord.freetalklive.com. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to add to the conversation about the masks. I think very much it's fear in everyone, and very much adds to the illusion of security that wearing the masks they make them feel safe, even if it's irrational to wear them, like if they're jogging or running or on their bikes. So I think it's very much. Who are afraid and conditioned to be afraid.
What worries me is the sanctimonious aspect of it. You know, I imagine these people sitting out in their backyards by themselves wearing these masks, you know, just feeling good about themselves, like they're doing something positive for society.
The very definition of virtue signaling.
Yes.
It makes them feel good, and it makes them feel good amongst their peers.
I'm doing something.
I helped.
I changed my avatar, my Facebook avatar. I'm wearing my face mask.
And they hate you. If you don't signal their virtue.
What I have seen the last 2 weeks, most definitely, this new move from the Democrats, from the left-leaning people out there to wear your mask and to mandate it and to shame everyone around them who isn't, the reason it has gone this far is because they have, in their minds, decided that the right-leaning people are against it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is politics right now.
I haven't experienced any mask shaming. I mean, there have been a few people who have, like, filed reports about me at work and other people who aren't wearing masks. But, I mean, those are just Karens.
Are you excluding the hecklers that shouted at us at the sign holdings that we've done? Because I'm pretty sure there was at least one or two people there that were like, wear your mask, blah, blah, blah. I think that happened. But it hasn't happened on an individual basis for me either, wherein if I'm walking around town or in a grocery store or anything like that, no one has said a thing to me about
not wearing a mask. Yeah, this is coming from, and I've seen plenty of it on social media.
Oh, well, see, there's the problem.
When you say
social media, you mean Facebook.
Correct.
Because I'm not there. I don't see any of it.
Where they're able to hide behind their protective bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen plenty of it.
Sure. Well, I've seen plenty of that on Facebook as well, but it's a cesspool of idiots.
Did you see the picture of our city councilors? 13 of them. There's a whole wall of them. They're all wearing their masks and on the city of Keene's Facebook page.
Are they photographed in the same room?
They're all in separate rooms, probably on Zoom and whatnot. They all got their masks on, and the request is, please wear your masks. It's for your safety, not your, you know.
On Zoom, whether in their own living room.
Yeah. And they're complaining about their haircuts and whatnot. And one of the counselors is like, I even wear it when I'm jogging.
Yeah.
And I saw that. She's a real nice person, by the way.
Yeah.
I've been in contact with her. But good God Almighty, I'm serious. It's not about the science anymore. It's not really even about the virtue
signaling.
It's about politics now. It's because the other team isn't wearing their mask, which happens to be the conservatives, the Republicans. And it's just two tribes fighting each other. And we are caught in the middle.
Yeah, most of the Republicans that I know, I think, are advocates of wearing masks.
Really?
I've met a couple of them, but most of the people who aren't wearing, or who say, I will never wear a mask, I will never take the vaccine, are actual either independent, free thinkers, and or, yes, conservatives.
What about your experience, Ben? Do you come into any of these silly mask-wearing people who go jogging in their mask and hold Zoom meeting in their masks?
I haven't seen anyone doing a Zoom meeting in their mask. I didn't see one person jogging in their mask, but most of the people I see jogging aren't wearing masks, which is the logical thing to do. And the only time I really shake my head at it, like when I'm in the grocery store and whatnot, is when people my age, 20s, 30s, the fatality rate for people my age is just much lower.
It's non-existent.
Well, okay, yeah. So to defend what they're saying, not that I agree with it, but just to kind of take their position is, well, they're wearing the mask to protect other people. So it's not that they're worried about getting the virus. They want to make sure that they don't transmit the virus, and they believe that that's...
But if they don't have the virus, they can't transmit it.
Well, they don't know, because you can have it and not know. It can be that benign to people, right? Like, it's not the worst virus in the world. There's a good chance you can contract it, and it will never show you any symptoms.
Yeah, in which case, what's the problem with letting it spread?
Well, that elderly people could pick it up and die.
You're a murderer, Arya. You want to kill old women.
And that's the point. If you're really afraid, because there's plenty of elderly folks who they're like, I just want to live. I just want to go out. You know, we've had them call this show. They've called and they've said they think this is all ridiculous, and they're willing to take the risks. So if somebody's afraid of what might happen, they should stay home. It is not our responsibility to change our life, to restrict our freedom because somebody out there is scared. I forget who said it, but it was a great line, and I wish I could give credit to whoever it's due, but my freedom doesn't end, or rather, freedom doesn't end where your fear begins. You don't have to put my in front of it. So just, freedom doesn't end where your fear begins. I love that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, but let's think about this realistically, though, that your cashier or your supermarket worker who's wearing his mask to protect old grandma.
They're wearing it because they're told to.
Yeah, but if you've ever just, I went into Home Depot the other day, and I was watching some cat walking back and forth. He was the cart guy.
A worker, okay.
And every time he was far enough away, he would reach up, pull his mask down so he could breathe.
Right.
And I've seen the cashiers, the tellers, I've seen them all doing this. They're touching their faces, they're touching their masks every 20 seconds, and then they're going back to handling money and handing it to you. So basically,
also a show.
So yeah, they may be asymptomatic.
Uh-huh.
But they've got this piece of cloth on their face that they're spitting into all day long, and it's just a germ bag, and they're constantly touching it and fidgeting with it, and then they're giving you their money, or taking money from you, and they're just spreading it all over the place, so it's even worse.
It probably is, yeah.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for the call. Conan, have you tried wearing one of the masks?
Yeah, when I'm installing insulation in my attic or when I'm drywalling, yes, I want to keep all the foreign materials out of my body. No, I have not worn a mask because I was fearful that I had a cold and I was going to give it to the people around me. No, I haven't.
I've done so briefly, and I understand that people would be touching their faces constantly as a result because they're uncomfortable. Mm. These are not suited. They're not custom fit for people's faces, so they're constantly sliding down. I mean, if you breathe too hard, you're going to blow the mask off your nose or off your mouth or whatever. So it's going to have to be adjusted, in which case the point is completely defeated because you got to wash your hands afterward. And it says, why don't you just take the stupid thing off? But, you know, again, that's not going to keep them from infecting others if they are asymptomatic. It's going to keep them from catching it, right?
No, wearing a mask?
If you're asymptomatic and you are wearing a mask, supposedly that's going to prevent you from spitting all over the guy next to you. Basically, that's it. I mean, that's the reason you wear it.
That's good in general.
But they're also saying that the virus can go through the masks.
But at least you can't spit on your person, the person next to you.
It would prevent that.
But by touching their faces anyway, it doesn't matter.
Now it's all over your hands, and now whatever you touch, the railing on the stairwell or the doorknob or whatever, are spreading it all over the place even more than you would probably without a mask.
Yeah, my point is, though, that if they're touching their faces, then it's getting them infected because that's how it infects people.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And what's going on with the USD? Because I know you had something related to that and how, you know, just money in general is being screwed around with in unheard of ways for the United States.
Yeah, I've never used Kitco's services before. I can't speak to whether they're any good or not, but they're sort of one of those gold companies. They're known for providing gold, you know, prices, spot prices, things like that.
Okay.
Frank Gistra is the author of this opinion piece featured at Kitco.com titled The U.S. Dollar, The Final Act.
The final act.
The unthinkable is becoming ever more likely. The end of U.S. dollar dominance and the beginning of some new form of global monetary system will soon be upon us. It was bound to happen at some point. The story of reserve currencies is long and stretches back far into ancient times, but as modern history shows, the average lifespan of reserve assets is around 100 years. He says, the end is always caused by overspending on wars, overconsumption, excessive debt, and easy credit. Sound familiar? I was asked about this.
Sounds very familiar, yes.
In an interview last summer, and my response was that while it's inevitable, the decline of the U.S. dollar was still many years away. Of course, that was before the COVID-19 pandemic and the U.S. fiscal and monetary response to the crisis that it created. And again, I will point out that the created crisis was all the fault of the government. Because had they just let this happen, whatever it would have been that happened from COVID-19, I don't think you would have seen the insane results from people. People would not have been freaking out. They were instructed to freak out. They were essentially brainwashed into, programmed into freaking out.
And they also believe that they're going to get bailed out. The individuals and the businesses and the corporations believe that no big whoop. We can take 3 months off. We'll get bailed out. And
I don't know how many of them actually believe that that's going to be the case.
Well, look at all of the... We just read a poll about how people are ready to take monthly UBI checks.
Yeah, they want the check, but I don't know
but
if that
they
means
believe
that
in it.
Business yeah. owner thinks they're going to get bailed out.
Well, and a lot of these same individuals claim that they are not ready to go back to work because they're afraid. They're afraid of getting it. But I'm telling you, if there wasn't a bailout, a lot of people would come to their senses.
Sure.
They'd be like,
sure.
I got to pay that rent. I got to pay that light bill. I can't take a week off, let alone 3 months off.
But when they're getting $600 a week bonus for unemployment, then
there you go. There you go. They want their unemployment check, and they don't want to go back to work.
So Gistra says, I doubt we'll emerge from this calamity and its prolonged economic impact with the current system intact. Why? I'll try to put it simply and focus only on the important big-picture dynamics. Seemingly overnight, the novel coronavirus has brought the global economy to a standstill. And again, it's the government that did that. And the United States is experiencing unemployment levels not seen since the 1930s. The difference between then and now is the sheer scale of the U.S. government's reaction to the pandemic. It's unlike anything we've seen in our lifetimes. In effect, its approach has been to do whatever it takes to ensure the system does not implode. Translation? There is no limit to deficit spending and money printing. It's an understandable and predictable reaction. The problem is that we've entered this crisis devoid of the necessary tools needed to rescue the economy without destroying the U.S. currency at the same time. And as far as what those tools would be, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what Gistra believes, but the tool to rescue the economy is to get the hell out and leave people alone and stop telling people how to run their business. Stop telling people what to do.
Letting people be productive would be... I mean, that's all an economy is, right? Is people doing stuff and producing stuff
right.
and trading
based on their incentives.
Yep. Yeah. Unless the plan is, in fact, to wreck the economy mm-hmm. and to wreck the dollar. I do believe, and it's about, like Arya mentioned, it's about power and about control of the population, but I believe it's an intentional wrecking of the economy so that they can... so that the phoenix can rise from the ashes into a new... entity.
Well, I mean, what happens when the inflation is going on is it's a huge wealth transfer, right? So you're transferring wealth from people with savings to the people who are politically connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically you're milking whatever value still exists in the dollar. And we've seen that it's gone down dramatically in value over the last 100 years. I mean, basically ever since they took away the gold standard and so on. But the value of the dollar has dropped precipitously. And over that time, it's not like the value from it has disappeared. It's just been transferred.
Yeah, but I don't know a lot of people who are into savings. Period.
No, and
I know more people who are into real estate than they are ever into this. No, I got some extra cash in the bank. It's going towards a new house.
There's a disincentive to save,
yeah.
And as inflation continues, the disincentive to save will get stronger. You'll want to spend the money as
right.
soon as you get it.
And that's your paycheck to paycheck, people. It's so many of them out there. So this whole idea is there. You go. It's what we learned or did not learn in indoctrination camp
mm-hmm.
school. You know, we never learned about inflation or what inflation actually is.
Nope.
And about saving.
At least the two of you learned anything in your economics class. My economics class was a half semester class, and
so
it was taught by a football coach who basically played Remember the Titans.
I don't remember taking an economics class,
semester.
Period.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you much else about it. He says, I started writing about this eventuality back in 2001, when the first signs of the kind of monetary and fiscal behavior that would lead to ever-increasing moral hazard became evident. I said then that rising deficits coupled with tax cuts and artificially low interest rates were setting the stage for a financial accident. We got that in spades with the 2008 financial crisis. Despite its devastation, we were spared a depression similar to the aftermath of the 1929 crash because the Fed printed a lot of new money to create a floor to underpin the economy. But there's eventually a price to pay for all that money printing, and others, such as famed hedge fund manager Ray Dalio, voice the same concerns. To soothe this uneasiness, the Fed assured the public that this was only a temporary policy,
mm-hmm.
and that as soon as the economy stabilized, they would normalize interest rates and take all the extra money out of the system.
Yeah.
But it's always temporary.
They never did, he says. Last year I wrote two articles warning my readers that we were in the near-term danger of another financial accident. And I don't know if calling it an accident,
yeah, accident
is really
the
term.
Right word.
This is planned. He says, so what might trigger the next crisis? And why? So he said this at the time. So what might trigger the next crisis, and why won't we have the tools we had in 2008 to prevent a total collapse? The next crisis can start out of nowhere. It can be triggered by the failure of a financial institution, a made-at-home political crisis, or a serious geopolitical event. Anything that removes the cloak of confidence that the entire financial system is based on. Unquote. I would never have guessed a pandemic would be the trigger event, but the cause was never the point. It was bound to be something. The response by the U.S. government in 2008 set us up for this next crisis. Specifically, quantitative easing and other policy measures continued beyond the point at which stability was reached. The effect was to create overheated markets and render the traditional tools for influencing monetary policy ineffective. We were destined to be in trouble once the next crisis came. Cue the COVID-19 pandemic. The policy response to COVID-19 and its ensuing effects rather on financial markets and the real economy was akin to the bad guy throwing his gun at the protagonist when he runs out of bullets. It began with over $2 trillion of newly printed money, which we talked about earlier tonight.
And we're talking about another three.
That will certainly be increased, and a fiscal stimulus plan of another $2 trillion that's likely to increase to $4 to $5 trillion. Democrats and Republicans are united on this, and I don't see us ever going back to sub-$1 trillion deficits. Unchallenged massive deficit spending is much too easy. There's no debate on where this money will come from. In fact, the money needed for all this stimulus doesn't exist. The government needs to borrow it, and there aren't enough real lenders in the market to buy all of those treasury bills. For decades, the U.S. has been able to fund its deficits because the rest of the world was happy to invest in U.S. treasuries in order to sell Americans their exports, a vendor finance, if you will. With treasuries yielding effectively zero and money printing in overdrive, I don't think foreign buyers will continue to fund American profligacy. So what does that mean? The Fed comes to the rescue.
That is the trick. And by the way, China's not buying anymore, but they are buying property and they are buying Hollywood.
Mm.
But as far as our treasury bonds, nay, I don't think that's a thing anymore.
So the Federal Reserve's job, as he points out here in the next paragraph, is to be the buyer of U.S. government debt of last resort. So if they can't sell it to China, if they can't sell it to a business, if they can't sell it to mom and pop, these treasuries that fund their operations, their expansion, then it's the Fed who does it.
This is just how ridiculous the monetary system is. When we're talking about the concept of the United States government selling its debt to other institutions.
That's what we're talking about.
It's selling a liability, essentially.
Well, it's a promise that the government's going to fulfill their what they owe.
Yeah, and it's an investment to
these
people.
That's not a promise that I would trust to be kept. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.